Blog Talk Radio.
You locked in the casino, don't stop. I'm my boy, just get it.
Turn that gear up.
Continuing, don't stop.
Everybody rocking every Saturday and Monday.
Turn that gear up.
Continuing, don't stop.
Everybody rocking every Saturday and Monday.
When I'm riding through my city, got my speakers bumping the hottest Christmas. Inspirational words to feed your soul, you can't be God-given. Shout out to my boy, Jay Cheddar. Keep them records spinning. Continue and don't stop. Exclusive music, have your worship crew.
When your body gets to moving, let the Holy Spirit use you. Turn up on me one time. If you know God is always on time. Christ has got me so lit, like it's boogie night on Friday night. I'ma praise him in my dance. Hallelujah, be my chant. You know I'm rocking with the champ.
This is how we do it, yeah. What is going on, everybody? It's your boy, Jay Jada, coming at you from North Carolina, USA. I know what it is. This is your show. Continue. And don't stop CD Express, however you put it. We are live, ladies and gentlemen, for another brand new episode of CDS Live. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we will be playing another fire playlist of some fire music today right here on CDS Express. And plus, on this Valentine's Day, we'll be talking about the topic, what's wrong with being a Christian? In other words, we'll be talking about the world out there that say, I don't want to be a Christian because I don't want to be a Christian because this, that, or the other thing. But, ladies and gentlemen, we'll get to that very, very soon. Plus, we will be shouting out all the people, everyone that wants a shout-out. Be sure to be sure to call in, 914-205-5471. If you want a Valentine's shout-out tonight, free of charge, I promise. I won't charge you, I promise. 914-205-5471 if you want to give a shout-out to your special someone, to your special Valentine. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there, to all the couples, to all the non-couples, to all the singles. I feel you. I do. I was single for most of my life, so I know how you feel. But we are live, ladies and gentlemen, with Continuing Don't Stop. If you want, like I said, if you want to give a Valentine's shout-out, just press that number one key. Once you call 914-205-5471, press that number one key if you want a Valentine's shout-out, if you want a shout-out to your special someone, if you want a shout-out to, even if you want a shout-out to your mama for Valentine's Day, you could do that too, I promise. I promise. I won't, no judgment here, no judgment. You know how we do. But ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, first and foremost, we got to give honor and glory to God. So let's do our commencing prayer. Everybody with me, bow your heads and let us start our commencing prayer. Dear God, God Almighty, Father of ours, Creator, we beautiful thanks, my God, for another wonderful day that you've allowed us to have. Another beautiful day that you've allowed us to have, whether it be sunny, whether it be rainy, whether it be snowy, whether it be hot or cold in our area, God, we give you thanks because we know it is a day that you have made, and we know that you have been protected, and that we can say Ebenezer, from here until now, God has been our protector. God has been our helper. God has helped us to now. Ebenezer, Ebenezer, we give you God, we give you praise, God, for that, and we give you praise for everything that you have allowed us to do, allowed us to have, allowed us to touch and feel, allowed us to hear and see, and allowed us to praise your name in some kind of way. We give you thanks, God, because we know it is done. We know that everyone who listens will be blessed for the word of the day or by the topic for today. And we give you thanks, God, because it is another beautiful Monday. In Jesus' name we pray and we give you thanks. Amen. And amen. Ladies and gentlemen, let us get it started with some great music. Again, if you're just joining us, this is Continue and Don't Stop Express, CDS Express today, ladies and gentlemen, Valentine's Day. And if you want a shout out to your special someone, call 914-205-5471 right now. Press that number one key and we'll give you the mic to shout out to that special someone of yours. You know how we do it. This is Continue and Don't Stop. Check it out. We're going to start off with my boy, my homie, my dog, my boy, Brandon R. Music, BRM, with Ooh Wee, right here on Continue and Don't Stop. Keep it locked. Keep it tuned in. Do not touch that close button.
Yeah, let her go, got the mask, custom teeth, guy with the artwork, I am not here to just wreck these beats, know what to do with, even the blind girl they got to see, go let the spirit go, leave me, everybody up, yeah, hearing the beat, had to hop on, thought it was fun, sat in the studio, I started typing, pounding the keys, was feeling it, I like to have a good time when I write, dodging the weaving, you know I come nice. Face on, you know that my luck. I told you that I am a 7, but what's looking good? She is a 10, rapping like that. You do not like it, I go get the bat. I am just playing, swinging a demons. I am an up and I got what I'm saying. Oh, let me go and break it down real quick. God give me purpose, you go and get the music. If you ain't got it yet, then you feeling like a soul miss. You better listen up, if you ain't, then the word's red. Let her go, got the mask, custom teeth, guy with the artwork. I am not here to just wreck these beats, know what to do with, even the blind girl they about to see, go let the spirit go, leave me, everybody up, let me come back in again, don't want you in now, I am a friend, wanna speak life with the lyrics, not leave you dead, heard what I said, got me to stool, like the inside of a car, smelling so fresh, sick as you far, yo, I guess, okay, let me go and feed you these lines, go and give God my best. I am here bringing the season and come with the sauce. Jesus, he came for us, not when I'm gone. I'm the employee, he is the boss. Believe it to me to go find in the lost, yeah. Sometimes I forget that. Then he go remind me to get back up on the horse. Don't break, don't get cat. Don't believe in God where you come from, yeah. Let her go, got the mask, custom teeth, God with the artwork. I am not here to just wreck these beats, know what to do with. Even the blind, you're about to see, go let the spirit go, leave me, everybody up. Let her go, got the mask, custom teeth, guy with the artwork, I am not here to just wreck these beats, know what to do with, even the blind girl they got to see, go let the spirit go, leave me, everybody up.
I got that drip, drip of God. 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 I got that drip. Drip of God,
God, what is it that what you give. I'ma just stare like this. You be giving me your drips. Now in the spirit I'm lit. I be picking up with the wives. I do not want to dismiss. The names of the Holy One given. Out of my belly he is. Flowing like streams of water. Eternal life is near. I cannot wait to be home. But right now I'm receiving here. To do much more than the world. I'm checking myself in the mirror. To see if I'm good in his image. I know that I'm bomb in the spirit. Cause I've been relating all day. To God in a regular way. It's never hard to reveal close. I always want God in the tree. Cause it'll be worth it. I mean the waiting that I'm doing in my life. I got more strength when I wait. The longevity is in Christ. I'm browsing the word to get clean. Swag in my life is so fresh. And make it look fly in the streams. I got more grace in the trench. I'm barricading myself to get by than the spirit under his wealth. Oh God, what if you want me to do? I get the feeling that you want me to be blessed. I got that drip, drip of God. 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 How we gonna approach this? What is the main formula? I'm dripping with love from above. Now I gotta give it to him in a bunch. I'm turning more like Jesus with more compassion inside. To be more like Jesus is in the grace that I need. I'm feeling so blessed, so clean. I'm out of that washing machine.
Yeah, I'm clean.
I'm like a rag out of that slick. You got me living on flick.
Now I be dripping.
The lifestyle's only for the deep, deep Christ out the deep for me.
I mean.
So my relationship is like trees. I'm rooted to the Lord of my knees.
My day.
I'm under the anointing. It's so true, no lie, let him teach. I'm taking more time out to decree my peace with the beast. I'm being fed by the Lord. Like David, no worries, got faith. I'm telling y'all what I've done so that you can all be a great change. I want that oil dripping off me like it did with Aaron. I want that light to shine to the world. You could call me like Mary. In all these words, I know that I can make more difference when I speak. Like God when he spoke, he created that's what I'm be the same way.
I got that drip, drip of God. 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 I got that drip, drip of God.
My boy Strid with Drip of God. That is one dope track, man. Let me tell you. Fire track. My boy Strid with Drip of God right here on Continuing Don't Stop. Home of the most interesting topics and words of inspiration and great music from the hottest artists around. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to shout out. If you want a Valentine's shout out to your special someone, or even your mama, or even your auntie, or even your best friend, if you want a shout out to a special someone today on Valentine's Day of all days, 55471. I want to start, of course, with my favorite Valentine, my baby girl, mi Jovis, my baby girl, my Jovis, my Joanna, my wife, my love, Angel. Love you, baby. Shout out to you. Shout out to my baby girl. And, of course, my mom. I did say your mama. If you want to give your own shout out to your special someone, 914-205-5471, be sure to press that number one key for I can know that you want to be on the air, for I can know that you want to be live. Right here on Continuing Don't Stop Express. We're going to keep it going And don't forget as well, y'all, that later on, very soon, we'll be starting the Christian Thoughts topic of what's wrong with being a Christian. Our first Christian Thoughts topic in over almost a year, ladies and gentlemen. Crazy, crazy, crazy. It's been a while since we did Christian Thoughts on Continue and Don't Stop, but we're bringing it back for the glory of God. So if you want to give a Valentine shout out, don't forget 914-205-5471 right here on CDS Express.
Right. Digging in these pages, feeling quite amazing. Crew, it's nice. Catch me in the gospel still. Catch me in the gospel still, studying how Jesus lived. And I feel we talk about his birth and death more than he did. He talked, he healed, he cried, he gives, he spoke and preached. What the kingdom is, okay, I get my swag from him. Michael ain't as bad as him, walk on water. We don't swim, pencil or sinkers, we gon' win. Huh? I take the ball and get my Damon in. Cause the red letter suffers in vibranium. Renew my cranium with the word, now I bang with him. I died, not bang with him, seated, now I remain in him. Red letters making me better, keeping my head up. Now kingdom endeavors got me bolder than font letters. It's his will, I line and back it like Jalen Smith. Don't do the rips, vacation plans, cause y'all a trip. I testify, y'all plead the fifth, this grace a gift. I keep them drove like this a lift, this a lift.
I'm still digging in these pages,
feeling quite amazing.
Yeah, I'm feeling quite amazing.
And they be real making me better. Still digging in these pages,
I'm still digging in these pages,
feeling quite amazing.
No, I'm feeling quite amazing.
And they be real making me better.
As I flip through the pages, I still feel lifted. Wait, that's my prescription, the word I just read. The letters is red, it's giving me life. That's red and redemption, and it ain't a price that I could have figured to give you the life. That this word to give you, just hearing the truth. No, it's bound to offend you, but you gon' be alright. The wounds will start healing when you figure out that it's part of your cleanse. You can get mad, make me part of your mentions. I must still love you, that's part of the mission. They call it energy, I know it's the spirit. They call it the universe because they fearing. Maybe they might actually come and make appearance. He came to teach them, but they wasn't hearing. They had a problem with them like they're mirroring. I just started reading and I started mirroring. Now we reaching different levels and we clearing. I had to hit to the light like a deer in it. I had to heed to advice when they giving it. I had to stop the talk and started being it. I went from milk to meat and now I'm searing it. I gave up on this will and started steering. I had to photograph Ed Sheeran. Yeah, the internet norm ridiculous with the wordplay. Fresh about the Bible like it's Thursday. I'm only agreeing with the words say. I can't let nothing else disturb me. Them red letters that make me better. You read that get you right together. A seed that grows your life forever. He left us no better.
Still digging in these,
I'm still digging in these pages.
Feeling quite amazing.
Yeah, I'm feeling quite amazing.
And they be real letters.
Making
me better. Still digging in these pages.
I'm still digging in these pages.
Feeling quite amazing.
No, I'm feeling quite amazing.
And they be real letters. Making me better.
You are listening to Continue with Don't Stop.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Brody Da Vinci, and you are currently tuned in to Continue with Don't Stop. Not only are we the home of the most interesting topics, words of inspiration, and great music from the hottest artists around, but it's also home to exclusive interviews from dope artists and all-around amazing people. You want to submit to Continue with Don't Stop? Send your song to my boy Jay Jareba, J-E-A-S Productions at Outlook.com. Keep listening to Continue and Don't Stop live every Saturday at 12 p.m. and CDS Express every Monday at 5 p.m. Need more info? Go to www.facebook.com/continuedontstop for more details.
They got me going psycho. Other rappers got no drive, they stuck in nitro. Then they feed you all them lies, become your idol. They don't care if you get caught up in that cycle. Man, that's spiteful. They got me going psycho. Other rappers got no drive, they stuck in nitro. Then they feed you all them lies, become your idol. They don't care if you get caught up in the cycle. Man, that's spiteful. They got me going psycho.
Why they looking up the rappers? And they ain't never sold a peak. Trying to put you in the grave earlier than you should really ever be. You've been believing a lie. What they be selling is toxic. Go down that road, take a step back, and it's getting hard, and I ain't talking to Rockets. He just told his son on that song that he could grow up to be Barack. Then he pushed a $20 rock around the clock and hit his rivals with a Glock. I don't get it, I don't get it. Swear they made me go psycho. He ain't putting things lined up in the right place like a typo. Gucci Louis on a handbag. What that mean for your soul, bro? Rappers acting like your homies, but meeting prices done so low. They ain't answer for the wrong things that you done when you followed them. But they talking about the serpent's plan.
They got me going psycho. Other rappers got no drive, they stuck in nitro. Then they feed you all them lies, become your idols. They don't care if you get caught up in the cycle. Man, that's spiteful. They got me going psycho. Other rappers got no drive, they stuck in nitro. Then they feed you all them lies, become your idols. They don't care if you get caught up in the cycle.
Man, I swear these new rappers be trippin'. All action and no influence, they steady talking about poppin' pills. And my favorite rapper just sold it to him. I ain't trying to say that it's better, but look what we at the brink of. Back then we did what we had to do, and they do whatever they can think of. But I pray hard to keep doing me, cause you don't know what to say first. I swear that Rona is crazy, but that stuff they saying is way worse. So I finally see what my purpose is, cause the old me of my past gone. I'm here to give you these guy bars and make sure theirs don't last long. This is the test. Don't really need to say I am the best, but I do what I do to get us all up to heaven. They do what they do for a check. I would prefer that they be rapping less. Matter of fact, it's not at all. Only concerned with making they money. Not caring who they are making the fall. That's why I'm gonna make these records. You don't have to do a bid for repping Christ. That is something you can die and live for. Them your favorite rappers and your idols are my rivals. Cause they no way in heaven they gonna make me go psycho. Jason.
They got me going psycho. Other rappers got no drive, they stuck in nitro. Then they feed you all them lies, become your idols. They don't care if you get caught up in the cycle. Man, that's spiteful. They got me going psycho. Other rappers got no drive, they stuck in nitro. Then they feed you all them lies, become your idols. They don't care if you get caught up in the cycle.
That's a dope track, Psycho, featuring Jay Knight by my boy Brody Da Vinci, right here on Continue and Don't Stop Express. Ladies and gentlemen, we about 5 minutes till, and in about 5 minutes we'll be starting, we'll be starting the topic, what's wrong with being a Christian? What's wrong with being a Christian? In other words, we're going to be talking about the world out there that says, I don't want to be a Christian because this, that, or the other reason. Plus, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, if you want to shout out, want to give a shout out to your spouse, to your girlfriend, to your boyfriend, to your mama, to your daddy, to your auntie, to your uncle, to your Valentine, 914-205-5471 is the number to call. 914-205-5471. I said that backwards. 914-205-5471 is the number to call right here on CBS Express. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, in about 5 minutes, we'll be doing our Christian thoughts topic. And then after that, maybe some more music. You never know. So keep it locked, ladies and gentlemen. Keep it tuned in. This is CBS Express.
Pardon me if my speech seems tempered with passion, but lately my life ain't been no crystal stair. Instead of graduations and walking across stages and going to basketball games, I'm seeing riots and fires and people who are dying from a lack of air. I would speak, but see, the way this mask on my face is set up, I'm a little distant, and frankly, I'm tired. And I really don't understand the argument, because some of us have been wearing masks to church long before they were required, but I digress. We smile, but see, depression has a funny way with timing, because as soon as I think it's gonna get better, the news only reminds me every 4 minutes exactly how many people are dying. This can't be life. They say things get better with time. How, Sway? Because Ahmaud Arbery, George Floyd, and Breonna Taylor didn't get more time. Instead, time rewarded them with death the hard way. I want to keep the faith, but I'd be lying if I didn't say sometimes I feel forgotten, because never leave me nor forsake me seems to fade when my brothers and sisters are rotten. The pastor spoke about racism on Sunday, but that was weeks ago, and now we're on to the next. While Robert Fuller and Malcolm Harsh were found in sunny Southern California in a tree hanging by their necks, so I need answers. Because if red and yellow, black and white are all precious in his sight, then why does fear now come in squad cars when police come out at night? If we can launch people into space where no one is, why can't we get ventilators in hospitals just so people can live? I don't see the issue, because you're telling me my car can park itself, drive itself, but I can't go to the store and buy tissue. Something ain't adding up. I've been in the house 3 whole months and life will never be the same. I got gloves, I got masks, I got disinfectant. I bought this story hook, line, and sinker. I've sanitized my hands so much, alcohol is coming out my pores, and I have never been a drinker. So I need answers. So what do I do? Me? Oh, I turn to the place that's record has never been wrong. Written over 2,000 years ago and still correct. Still right, still true, song after song. See, this story, like so many before, was already in the bookcases. There will be nation rising up against nation, pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. I know you feel like there's no hope, and this world is in a downward spiral. But can I tell you something? At the peak of hopelessness is a perfect time for revival. Because God has never lost, and he is still on the throne, and he will reign forever after statues, after flags, protesters, and corona are all long gone. There is a hope found in him that this world needs to know, and it's up to us, it is up to you, to make sure that his love is known. My brother, my sister, our skin color don't make us divided, because the blood that was shed on Calvary is relentless. And it has hope, joy, and unity inside it. You looking for an answer? Well, let me be frank and very clear. The only answer that will change anything in this world is Jesus. And he is as he has always been, right here. He is the answer.
Yo, Jay. Continue with Don't Stop Playing That Dope Jesus Music. Now that COVID's here, everybody needs to know the name, Jesus. Helping others prosper eternally.
The answer, my boy Million, right here on CDS Express. I absolutely love that song. Such a great song, ladies and gentlemen. Looks like somebody wants to give a shout out. At least somebody does.
Underdog.
What's going on? You're on the air.
I'm up here to give a shout out to my mother, Bernadette Johnson. Happy Valentine's Day. To my sister, Erica. Happy Valentine's Day to my daughter, also as well, Corner Johnson.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Thank you, Mavie. Thank you, boy. Yes. Yes, sir. Huge shout out to Bernadette, Erica, and Karna Johnson from your Valentine. My boy Danny Johnson, aka Roaring Lion the Don. And we were going to play his song today, but evidently I can't find the file. Plus, at the same time, the file that he gave me, or the link, my boy, that you gave me, I cannot play it or download it for that matter. But that's all right. We will definitely play it. Wait. I might have found it. But we'll probably later on, because it is now time, ladies and gentlemen, for the Christian thoughts topic of the day. What is wrong with being a Christian? Ladies and gentlemen, so let us get it started with what's wrong with being a Christian on Christian Thoughts on ES Express. Continue with the topic. And if you have your own opinion on this topic of what's wrong with being a Christian, or the people that say, I want to be a Christian because, call it 914-205-547. Here is what's wrong with being a Christian. Continue. And Stop Express is live. God bless, ladies and gentlemen. God bless your brother Jesse Jarb back once again. And this is Christian Thoughts live on Continue and Don't Stop. We thank you guys for so much. We thank you so much for listening and for staying tuned in with us. Today, we are going to be talking on the topic, what is wrong with being a Christian? What is wrong with being a Christian? Now, what do I mean by that? You're probably thinking, Jada, what do you mean by what is wrong with being a Christian? There's nothing wrong with being a Christian, you're probably thinking. Well, I'm talking in the sense of the people that aren't Christians that say, I don't want to be a Christian because. I don't want to be a Christian because. I don't want to be a Christian because some of them, they call us hypocrites. Some of them say that we preach something but don't live it. Some of them say they hate that we hate them, that we hate a certain kind of people, that God hates a certain kind of people. That's one I really don't like. But people that aren't Christians, the let's call them the world. The world says these different things about being a Christian. The world says these different things that we know, we as Christians know, aren't true. We as Christians know, we know that God doesn't hate anyone. We know that we true Christians don't try to preach something we don't live. We know that we don't try to be hypocrites. We know that we don't try to be what the world thinks that we are. And that's what we're going to talk about today. I got my wife with me today, my beautiful wife, Giovanna, who's going to help me out right now.
Hello. God bless everybody. It is. I am Jesse's wife. I'm glad I am here today and to talk about this topic, and I hope you guys enjoyed the conversation or the topic.
Yeah, I hope so too. But now what, baby girl, is your take on today's topic? Like, what do you think about today's topic? What do you think? Like, what's your opinion on this?
Well, I see it on both sides. I see why they say they say they want to be Christians because, of course, obviously we're human and we do make mistakes and we do things that we shouldn't do, just like what Paul said in God's word, that he does the things he doesn't want to do, and the things that he want to do, he doesn't do it. And it's just simply because we're humans. We want to pleasure our flesh. We don't want to do the spiritual things because we're in the flesh.
So in a sense, you're saying that in a way, some of it is true.
Yeah.
That the world says, or what the world says. Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. There's a few things that we as Christians do need to work on, for the world can stop talking about us, I guess.
But I'm also saying it because in a way I'm saying it also because they also have to realize that, yes, just because we're Christian, we're not perfect. We're still humans. That's why we have to ask God in everything that we do for his guidance, because he's the one that's perfecting us through his Holy Spirit.
Amen. That's true. And it's sad to see, you know, ladies and gentlemen, that we as Christians, and yes, a lot of it, or some of it, yes, is completely false. Like the one that I said about when people say God hates this, that, or the other kind of people. For example, the famous one is God hates the LGBTQ community. And that is totally the opposite. There's a difference, ladies and gentlemen, between God hating a certain kind of people and God hating the sin that they're committing. God doesn't hate, and the Bible even says it, God hates no one. God doesn't hate man. We shouldn't hate the man either as Christians. We shouldn't hate the person. We should hate the sin that they're doing, because the Bible says God loves the sinner but hates the sin. But going back to what my wife was saying, it's true, and it's sad to see that some of it is true, that the world of why the world is against us. And what I was trying to say before is that we need to work on some stuff as Christians. Like we need to go back to what the Bible says we should be. We need to go back to what the Bible shows that we should be. Think of it like Job. We should be like Job. We should try to be like Job. Job was one of the only, or not one of the only person in the entire Bible that God saw as perfect. God saw him as perfect. He didn't call himself perfect. You see the difference? When God sees you as perfect, you know you're doing something right. When God sees you as perfect, and I'll take this in a sense of, somebody said, when God sees you as perfect, everything you touch is blessed. Every room you enter is blessed. Everything that happens, like you go into a new job, and that job and that place can be bankrupt. That place can like be losing money, but all of a sudden you go into it as a Christian, and you start praying for your job and praying for all the people and doing your job the way you're supposed to, and all of a sudden that job becomes blessed. That company becomes blessed. That company revives itself. It's because you're there. Not because you yourself is there, but because you're trying to bless the company, God is blessing you and the company while you're being there. See? So, Job was like that. Job was perfect in the eyes of God. Everything that Job had was blessed. The devil hated Job because he was the one person that he couldn't get to. He was the one person that nothing bothered him.
He tried attacking him with sickness. He tried attacking, thinking about this, he tried attacking him with his own wife. His own wife even said, why don't you just blaspheme God already? Look at all the things he's taken away. He's taken away your kids. He's taken away your land. He's taken away this, that, and the other. Why don't you blaspheme God already? And Job, and through all of it, said, God gave, God took away, let the name of the let the name of the Lord be glorified. And I'm paraphrasing, of course. But even through all of that, and we can't even say that, we get a few $100 taken away and we're already we're already in panic. We get our house taken away, we get a car taken away, we get a car stop working, our house breaks down, or our house goes into fire. We already want to blaspheme God. We already want to say, God, where are you? I don't see God. That's another one. That's another whole topic. But point is, ladies and gentlemen, why can't we be like Job? Why can't we stop the naysayers? Why can't we stop the world from saying, I don't want to be a Christian because, and start letting them say, I do want to be a Christian because. You know who did that? Paul and Silas. In prison, nonetheless. In prison, of all places. Being shackled, being bound, being tortured, in pain, and still praising God. So much so that the Bible says that the Holy Spirit came down, opened all the prison doors. If you don't believe me, it's in the Bible. Trust me. Find it. Open all the prison doors. And through all of that, the guard that woke up saw that the prisons were empty. Well, most of the prisons, the cells were empty. He thought that all of them escaped. He thought that they all escaped. And Paul said, no, don't hurt yourself. He was about to kill himself. Paul said, no, don't hurt yourself. Don't kill yourself. We're all here. The guard went towards them and saw that they were all praising God, saw that they were all worshiping God. And the guard said, and I'm paraphrasing, I want to know your God. I want you to show me your God. You've already shown me your God. I want to know your God. Because a God that is this powerful, a God this powerful that all these prisoners are all worshiping with you, that all these criminals are all worshiping with you together. None of you escaped. None of you. You all had the chance. And I'm pretty sure this is what he was saying. The Bible doesn't say it exactly like this, but I'm pretty sure this is what the guard was saying to Paul and Silas. All these people, all these criminals that you have here, y'all could have escaped. But you chose to praise God. They all chose to praise God with you. I want to know that God. Through all of it, Paul and Silas still worshiped God so much so, so powerfully, that the criminals became Christian. Huh? Think about that. The criminals that were there, the prisoners that were there, became Christian. And even the guard became Christian. He turned himself to God. Said, I want to know your God. And I can imagine that guard right now, and all those prisoners are up in heaven enjoying themselves. That is the kind of Christians we need to be, ladies and gentlemen. And it's sad, baby, because you see all these so-called Christians on Facebook and on social media attacking each other. Just because, oh, the Bible doesn't say this, the Bible says this. Oh, no, the Bible doesn't say that, the Bible says this.
I always say that the Bible even says it, and even Paul says it. Everything you do, entrust God.
Right.
So everything that you do, ask God. The Holy Spirit is going to guide you in what is right. And that's the same thing when you read the Word of God. We don't have the mindset of God. We may understand certain things, but some things we do need the Holy Spirit to reveal to us what it really means, what God is trying to say to you and me.
Preach.
So whatever you may think that it says, it's probably not what you think it says.
Mm-mm.
That's why you have to ask the Holy Spirit to reveal it to you.
Right. That's 100% true. But it pains me to see this all the time on Facebook and on social media. Christians attacking other Christians just because one thing says one, the Bible says one thing, and then they say that the Bible says something else.
Like, what happened to the phrase that said agree to disagree?
Right.
There's no such thing no more. Like, you can't agree to disagree no more. You have to be right.
Right. There's no such thing as an opinion now. Everybody has to have their own so-called fact. Everybody thinks their belief is a fact and not only a belief anymore.
Mm-hmm. Also, what happened to where the Bible says, if I'm not mistaken, it's in Proverbs that says, the fool must stay quiet if he wants to gain knowledge.
Mm-hmm. That's the sad part. Nobody has an opinion anymore. The common phrase "sticks and stones" is no longer there. Nobody has an opinion. Nobody can have an opinion anymore. Nobody can have their own belief. Because once you post your belief on social media, some other person is going to attack you and say, no, that's not the way it is. Even if you say, this is my belief, this is my opinion, somebody out there will say, no, that's not the way it goes. It has to be this way.
There's got to be some common ground.
There has to be.
I always say that if we disagree on what the Bible says, we should pray about it.
Right.
Ask God. Ask God to reveal it to you. And if one of us is right, all we have to do is pray about it. And, you know, that's the end of it. Because if God already revealed what it really means, take God's word.
Amen. That's true.
There doesn't have to be no hard feelings between our brother and sisters.
No, there does not. What happened to that? This is why, ladies and gentlemen, this is the sad part that we don't realize. We don't realize the world is saying, I don't want to be a Christian because if that's being a Christian, I'd rather stay the way I am. We don't realize that because we're too busy trying to get our own opinion across, our own belief across. People out in the world are saying, if that's being a Christian, I'm going to heaven the way I am. I'm going to heaven the way I am, smoking weed and doing drugs and all this. People still believe that. Because of us arguing amongst ourselves, fighting amongst ourselves, fighting like little children. Instead of ministers of God, we're fighting like children. No. No, that's not the way it goes. It has to be this way.
No, it has to be that way. No, Jonah didn't get swallowed by a whale. He got swallowed by a fish. No, it was a whale. No, it was a fish. Who cares? How about that? How about go to the Bible and you'll find out which one it was? How about ask the Holy Spirit?
And we're missing the whole point.
Thank you.
The whole point of us Christians is to go and preach to every creature on earth.
That right there. See? People argue about the context. People argue about whether Jonah was in a whale or in a fish. People argue about whether Elias or whether it was Noah in the ark instead of Moses. And they don't realize the point of the scripture. They lose the entire point. They lose the point where it was that because Jonah was swallowed by the whatever it was, and why he was swallowed, and why God allowed him to come back and still preach to Nineveh to save the souls of Nineveh. We forget that, ladies and gentlemen. We forget the point of the scripture. We start arguing about the what's inside the scripture instead of worrying about what the point of the scripture was. The point.
Mhm. And most of it is for personal growth. It's for your personal spiritual growth between you and God. Because the rest of it is our only thing that we have to do is go preach to others about the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And anything other than that, that's just for personal growth.
Right. That's the problem. That's the major problem. Jesus told us to go and preach to the gospel to other creatures. He didn't say go preach and go get rich. He didn't say go preach and go buy 50 cars while you're at it.
Go argue. Amongst your brothers and sisters.
Yeah, he didn't say go preach and see who's right. See which point is better. He said, preach the gospel to all creatures. To everyone. Everyone around the world. We lost that point. We lost that passion for preaching the gospel. Don't get me wrong. I know that there are some people, and I even know many of my friends out there that want to preach the gospel for God's gain, for God's glory, and not for argument. But a lot of us, the other part of us, the other side of we so-called Christians, we're not doing it for God's glory.
I'll just add that if you disagree with your brother and sister, all you have to do is pray for them. And if it's possible, privately speak with them. Privately speak with them to correct them. I know sometimes some people don't receive correction. They won't receive it and they'll see it as an attack. just leave it as that and leave it to God, because God is the one that's going to correct them.
Right. There's the idea, ladies and gentlemen. We forget to try to bury the hatchet, if you will. And if they don't like your opinion, and if your opinion is the fact, is the truth, let God deal with it. Pray to God about it and say, God, show her, show him, show them what the truth is. And if I'm wrong, show me. We forgot that part, didn't we? If I'm wrong, because we don't like to be wrong.
Right.
We do not like to be wrong.
Just ask my husband.
We don't. I don't like to be wrong. My wife doesn't like to be wrong. Sometimes we'll have arguments that we try to see who's right and who's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We don't like to be wrong. We as humans, it's in our human nature, we do not like to be wrong at all. But we forget to go to God and ask, am I right? Is she right? Mm-hmm. Is he right? We forget to say, if God, if I'm the one in the wrong, teach me.
Mm-hmm.
Teach me the truth. Teach me what is right. I got 5 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to stop letting the world talk about us. We gotta stop letting the world say, I don't want to be a Christian because.
I mean, regardless, there will be people talking about us.
Oh, regardless. But we gotta stop giving them a reason why.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
Even Paul said it, is try to be peacemakers.
Right. Peacemakers. Stop having petty arguments with your brother or sister in Christ. If they're wrong and you think that they're wrong, pray about it. God is going to show one of y'all who's wrong. You might not like when you find out that it's you. Hello. Is this thing on? You might not like when you find out when it's you. But God will show you if you go to God. If you ask God who's in the wrong, you or the other person. Let God be the judge. Because in the end of it all, God's gonna be the judge. And then you're gonna find out the hard way if you were right or wrong. And you don't want that. You don't want that kind of judgment. In the end of it all, you fight with your brother or sister. You argue with your brother and sister in Christ. In the end of it all, you forget the point of why we're here. You forget the point of why we preach. You forget the point of why Jesus hasn't come yet. It's because we are not preaching, ladies and gentlemen. It's because we're not saving the souls that we have to save. Jesus has been ready for quite a while. But he's in his mercy, in his ultimate mercy, he is trying to get as many people saved as he can before he comes to get us, before we leave as the church. Like my wife said, regardless, people are going to talk about us.
Mm-hmm.
The world is going to talk about us. The world is going to hate us. The Bible even says it. But we cannot let them have a reason to hate us.
Right.
I don't want to be a Christian because they fight amongst themselves. I don't want to be a Christian because they hate each other. I don't want to be a Christian because they're hypocrites. I don't want to be a Christian because they don't practice what they preach. We got to stop letting them have a reason. Let them be as the guard. As the guard that Paul and Silas were able to save. I want to know your God. I want to be a Christian. Because I see God through you. I see God through you guys. I see God through all these Christians.
Right.
Let that be the reason. Let that be what they say. My friend, if you are listening, and listening to this topic, believe. There's a famous quote from a person, an actress, but I like her. I'm not going to say the name for legal reasons. But a famous actress once said, "Don't compare God with man. We will always, as humans, be imperfect. We, as my wife said before, are human. We will be wrong. We will not be perfect. We will make mistakes. But that's not God. My friend, God loves you. No matter what you think of us, God loves you. God, if no one else, think about this, my friend, if no one else was in this world, if no one else was born and you were the only human in this world, Jesus would have still came to this earth just to save you. Just for you. If no one else existed, Jesus would have still became human, still died on the cross, still would have gave his life in some kind of way for you. Didn't even have to be the cross. The cross was just a tool. That's the topic for a different day. But just know, Jesus died for you. He died for all of us. But he loves all of us as much as he loves you. And that's why he came. Don't compare God to man. Man is imperfect. God is perfect. He made you in his image. You are not a mistake. You were not born a mistake. You were not born for no reason. No matter what this world says, no matter how you came to this world, no matter what your situation or what your past is, and why you were born, why you think you were born, you are not a mistake. My God makes no mistakes. You are here for a reason. I encourage you to accept Jesus in your life, my friend. I encourage you to accept Jesus in your life. I encourage you to say, God, Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins and resurrected on the third day to give me life in abundance. I regret and repent of all my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior and ask that you come into my heart and be my God and my number one priority. Thank you for your love, for your mercy, for your kindness, and thank you for everything you do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
My friend, if you did this small, simple prayer, repeating after me, if you did it in your own words, with all your heart, we believe as Christians that you have been born again. We believe that you have now entered into the family of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the family, I like to say. Get into a good Bible-based Christian church. And make God your number one priority. This has been Christian Thoughts. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you to my wife for helping me out.
You're welcome.
This is Christian Thoughts on Continue and Don't Stop. May God bless your day, your night, and the rest of your week. Stay tuned and we'll be right back on CDS Express. If you're tired of not getting paid enough, tired of living from check to check, maybe it's time to find the right option for you. My boy Andy Hurston can help you build a portfolio to financial independence. He can also help you in your health problems. He can also help you if you want to help, if you need help in health issues. Just contact my friend Andy Hurston to build a portfolio of health and financial independence. Just contact him at 787-672-0453 and trust and believe you will find financial independence and you will have a better life. You are listening to Continue and Don't Stop Express. We are live, ladies and gentlemen. That was Christian Thoughts and the topic, What's Wrong with Being a Christian? We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you guys enjoyed today's broadcast. Before we go, we're going to play one more song. We're going to hear my boy Chazin, who will be a guest, who will be our next guest for next week's episode of Continue and Don't Stop. Do not miss it. Do not miss it for the world. We will have my boy Chazin B. Chazin A. Bradford back on the show for the second time, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be talking about his brand new single that he just released, his brand new production. He'll be talking about that, and we'll be catching up on what he's been up to. So do not miss it for the world, ladies and gentlemen. Next Monday, 5-4 Central, right here on CDS Express on Block Talk Radio. Do not miss it for the world. So before we go, here is My Drive with my boy Chazin, right here on CDS Express. May God bless your day, your night, and the rest of your week. Don't forget, next Monday, he will be here live as a special guest right here on CDS Express. God bless, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. I'm the one guy that's OP. 101-01 can really hold me. It's not just me, it's my G.O.D. That's my source when I'm coming for all these phonies. When I'm coming, I'm bringing smoke with all my brodies. Me and my team will ride or die, and I'm my homies. When I get the okay, Lord show me my pleasant rushing like a friend, man, call me Smokey. I never quit, hit or miss, I don't stop. I'm first in the gym, last at the gym. Shout out to my pop, me and my legion. Angels are coming like a mom. You best believe we out here like savages on the battlefield, making Satan stop. He be crying because I walk after him over my life, for my friends, for my family, and my kids, and my wife. Not today, Satan. I try to save an effort, there is strife. I learn to learn, make him burn and burn, so I have the power to stab him with my spiritual knife. Yeah, I'm just a renegade. The blood tea coming my way. I'ma run it up. Optimus Prime with the Allspark. I'm 5'7", but ask anybody who knows me who has more heart. The king of the beast is coming to play. Boss dog in the park. I'm the chosen one like Noah. Homie, come and hop on this ark. Come on, ride the wave. Learn that Jesus saves. Not by work, but grace. Just know he'll save your day. You can't see me cause I'm super fast. Nigga, super tough. You can call me